Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, happy Halloween, everybody. And you're going to celebrate with myself and the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. And we talk about SmackDown from this past Friday, and maybe we're feeling a little oozy on a Halloween episode of Busted Open. We talk about the Bloodline and Sami Zayn. Also, Tasha Steelz from Impact Wrestling joins us right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I grew up watching pro wrestling. You know, I started watching it over 40 years ago now, started watching wrestling, and one thing I always thought more often than not, especially in the world of the WWE, is humor in pro wrestling. WWE, a lot of times in the past, would force certain things that they thought was funny, or maybe one man thought was funny, and would kind of force it down your throat. And for me, it didn't work. I think right now, especially what we're seeing with Sami Zayn, think about this, Mark. Sami Zayn is somebody, as we know and you know, is a great pro wrestler. We're seeing him wrestle, but he's not even getting known for what he's saying or what he's doing in the ring. It's what he's saying on the microphone. Sami Zayn is somebody, when he was El Generico in Ring of Honor, had some of the most violent, bloody matches that I've ever seen, especially the feud that he had with Kevin Steen, now Kevin Owens, in Ring of Honor. I mean, bloody matches. But the best work of his career is probably what he's doing right now with the Bloodline. And the Bloodline is very serious. You got the Usos, tag team champions. You got Roman Reigns, your WWE Universal Champion. But right now, probably the MVP of the Bloodline would be Sami Zayn.
And look at what you just said. The MVP of what?
The Bloodline.
So we just mentioned this last week, Dave, that we thought that Roman Reigns is moving into the top 10 of most dominant, most heralded wrestlers of all time.
Yep.
So Sami Zayn is the MVP?
Well, yeah, but Mark, and think about it for this reason, and this is not a disrespect to the head of the table, Roman Reigns. But Roman Reigns doesn't do a lot of wrestling anymore. Like, you know, you see him on TV, and Roman Reigns will do, you know, what Roman Reigns does, you know, on the microphone, which is pretty similar week in and week out. So you need somebody that's going to kind of light things up a little bit on weekly TV. Sami Zayn has been able to do that as part of the Bloodline.
He has. And, I mean, you look at the Sami Zayn calling himself El Generico. He's basically taking a spoof of a luchador and saying, oh, it's a generic brand. But he was anything but.
Yeah.
And that play on words and him being a guy that takes things very, not takes things literally, but whatever he tries to do, he just tries to get over. And I like the comedy. And there's a place in pro wrestling for comedy. to add levity to the shows. But you also want to value the talent of the person doing it. Gorgeous George, I mean, even George the Animal Steel. Like, as a kid, I was not afraid of George the Animal Steel. You would have thought that, you know, a big hairy guy that, you know, grunted and had a green tongue and, yeah, you know, did all the antics, that he would be scary. But he wasn't scary to me. And, like, so, like, there's a way that you can do it and you can get sympathy to each character. And Sami Zayn does that better than anybody in this modern era of wrestling.
Well, think about what you just said, Mark. You know, in Ring of Honor, he was El Generico. He wore a mask, you know, and what are you getting out of Sami Zayn now? Think about that. He wore a mask for a good portion of his career. And now, like, he's all about the facials. Like, it's not even so much sometimes what he says, and everybody's going to talk about the Usy line from SmackDown, and we're going to get out to the callers in just a second because we already got pretty much full phone lines. Give us a call, 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. But Mark, like, he's doing it with his facial expressions. Like, those expressions that he gives when, like, Jey Uso is talking or Roman's talking, either whether it be the look of fear or the look of disgust or how happy he got when Roman actually mentioned about, you know, Roman about possibly being, forget about an honorary Uso, but a real Uso, like those expressions that he gave. Sami Zayn, without putting on a hold, without jumping off the top rope or falling through a table or a ladder, he's doing the best work of his career.
Dave, I'd have to say that that's saying something really big, because during the pandemic, the promos that Sami was cutting on the crowd and on the fans of pro wrestling, I think took him to another level. And this character, this new Sami that we have, the Sami Uso, he's just cementing himself as a guy that he's gotten over in everything he ever did in WWE. Think about it. They took him out of the mask. They said, no more El Generico. And he's run and been over in every category that he ever been put in. How many guys can say that in pro wrestling? Not many.
And you have to be able to do that in pro wrestling. You're going to have to be able to adjust. And I like what you said, Mark, and the fact that, you know, what the pandemic was able to do for Sami and what it was able to do for a lot of wrestlers. You're wrestling in front of zero fans. And we had that for over a year where, you know, our world of pro wrestling was being presented without fans. So you got to go to the extreme because you're just playing for the camera. So, you know, you have to exaggerate everything that you're doing, especially your facial expressions. Sami Zayn was able to do that. We saw more of his personality and more of his character. And that's really shown, especially in this story with Roman Reigns and the Usos.
Yeah, it is, Dave. And out of Roman Reigns is not wrestling every week. Sami does.
Yeah.
Sami has been the guy that had the matches with the Bloodline. He has the tag matches with the Usos. He's had the tag matches with Sokoa. And he's becoming the workhorse of the Bloodline. Can you believe that?
He really is. And he needs to be, because he's the one kind of, like, Solo Sikoa doesn't have a title, neither does Sami. The Usos and Roman do. Roman's not wrestling a lot, which is good. We shouldn't see Roman wrestle unless it's a
until
major
the big
event.
Pay-per-views.
Yes, and we're going to see him at Crown Jewel against, you know, Logan Paul. That's a big deal. So, you know, I don't want to see Roman wrestle on TV. You got to pay to see Roman. It's got to be a special event to see Roman. I like that. I love, like, when TV shows, Mark, when they kind of break the fourth wall, like you would see, like, on Three's Company, Mr. Roper would look into the camera.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and then you feel like you're a part of it. Like, you feel like you're in the joke. And I felt like that on Friday when I was watching SmackDown with the Usos and Sami Zayn. Like, they broke character for a second, because what Sami Zayn said was so ridiculous. And then Roman was able to get back on track and get, you know, and then everybody was able to get back on track. But I even love Paul Heyman, like, knowing that it kind of got out of hand. He's like, yeah, we're going to go to break. You know, let's go to break. We're going to go to break in 3, 2, and 1. And they went to black. Like, there was no saving it. But I thought for a moment it became real. And you felt like, that's why we're so invested in this storyline with the Bloodline, that if the WWE thought that the WWE Universe was going to be cheering for Logan Paul, that is not going to happen. He's getting booed because I think everybody loves and feels a part of the story with the Bloodline.
Man, they do. And Dave, I feel the same way as Paul. You want to save it. You don't want people to see you, you know, in a comical kind of. They don't want to view you in as a comedy deal, yeah. But you got every now and then you got to let that happen. And you know, you mentioned Three's Company. I used to love that show, but mine was Carol Burnett show, and Carol Harvey Burnett Corman and Tim Conway, like. I got more joy out of watching them two trying to crack each other than I did watching the actual show. And that moment is going to go down as one of the best moments in WWE history because of how serious this group is and how they had a moment. And that's Vince used to say all the time, pro wrestling is a business that's made up of moments. People want the Cliff Notes version 10 years from now. They don't want to hear the whole saga. They want, give me the bullet point. And, oh, yeah, I remember that. Create moments. And they created a moment.
And you know what? I think what I loved about it, and this is something where I feel like the WWE, you know, the old regime kind of missed the mark. They would get a joke and then they would force that joke down your throat. You would hear it repeatedly, you know, like the 24/7 championship. It was funny in the beginning, and then you're seeing it multiple times a show every week to the point where it's just not funny anymore. And you don't,
it was like
you want
black
it to
licorice.
Go, yeah, well, no, black licorice is tremendous. But like last, what happened on Friday was natural. It was organic. Those are the funny moments that you're always going to remember. Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick, Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog, not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Somebody who I feel like is killing it right now in 2022. I also mentioned how I think she's extremely underrated because I think she's one of the best performers out there. And I know she has a home with Impact Wrestling, but you know what? I also said that maybe there might be another major company that might want to take a look at her because I think she's dominating right now. And that is our guest that joins us right here on Busted Open. part of our family, and that is Tasha Steeles. Tasha, how are you this morning?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing today? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, it is one of the best times of the year, except for my birthday. That's at the top of the list. But I promised my nieces and nephews today that I would not raid their house and take all their candy. So,
well, that'd be nice.
That I actually stay home. I gotta say, I did hear you earlier, Dave, and I appreciate that. It just warms my heart, you know. I've been working very, very hard and just, you know, trying to get the eyes on me like, you know, everybody else just does. And, you know, I'm not done. So you just never know what's going to happen in the future. Your dream could come true. We never know. Right now, I am killing it in Impact. I got to bring the flavor to Impact first. So let me do that. Let me bring all the flavor to Impact, and then we'll see down the line. Because I am the greatest. I beat the greatest, you know.
I know you are. And Tasha, let me ask you this, because I've been lucky enough to see you really at the beginning of your career and training and getting started and, you know, being trained by Damian Adams, who's one of the best out there, not on just on the East Coast, but in the country, and seeing where you started from. And I'm sure you had a bucket list, and I'm sure you've checked off a lot of those boxes of things that you've wanted to accomplish. But I know you as a competitor, I know you as a wrestler, I'm sure you set the bar high. So I totally agree with you that you're not done yet, and there's probably still more that you would love to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I do actually make a list for myself. And it's crazy because every time I'm like doing an interview with somebody and they'll say, oh, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? Or what's your dream match? And every time I would mention it, it would happen. So kind of like a manifestation, right? So we're just manifesting that the fact that, you know, I'll have my time with Impact. And once that time comes for me to really make that decision of, okay, what does Tasha Steeles do next? We'll see if it goes into WWE, if it stays with Impact, if it goes with AEW. You just never know. I mean, all this flavor can be spread around. Like, this is flavor is forever, and not everybody has it. So, you know, you gotta share the wealth there.
Speaking of flavor, we've been talking about candies, and if you were a candy, what would you be? And I think you said that you had an idea what Dave would be and what I would be.
Okay, so if I was a candy, at first I would say, you know, I'm a Reese's Pieces because you just can't have one. But I am just that sweet caramel on the inside, so I'm definitely a Twix. Definitely got to go with Twix.
All right.
So
you got the cookie, Mark, you got everything perfectly balanced.
That's flavor. And Mark, I would say if they're going to call you chocolate, you have to be a Mr. Good Bar to me.
Oh, a Mr. Good Bar. I like
that.
Yeah,
I like those.
Dave, I'm going to have to put you in there as a Sour Patch Kid because you're sweet, but you also with those rants, you could be a little sour, you know.
I could be
sour with them rants, so we're gonna have to make you a Sour Patch Kid there.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And being that you throw one of the best punches in women's division of any company in pro wrestling, I would have to say Jawbreaker.
Ooh.
Very flavorful. Last a long time, and the name speaks for itself.
Oh yeah, that perfect.
You're welcome.
Right down to the tape.
No, you know what? Mark and I are on the same wavelength because I wasn't gonna say Jawbreaker, though I like it. I was gonna say Everlasting Gobstopper for Tasha because it never loses its flavor. Tasha never loses her flavor. It goes on forever. It never stops. It's unbeatable. You can't beat it. I'm going to go
Dave,
with
give
Everlasting
me a pound.
Gobstopper.
Give me a pound.
There you go, buddy. I'm going with Everlasting Gobstopper for Tasha Steelz.
Same thing,
you know,
different company.
I love y'all responses more than mine.
Well, that's what we do, Tasha.
I love your responses more than mine.
You're welcome.
Tasha, there's a lot to say. And first of all, I like your honesty about, hey, you know what? I think it's smart for you to keep your options open. Like, you know what? And listen, I'm throwing this out to Impact Wrestling. Okay? I mean, and that is, like, if I'm Impact and I'm listening to this interview right now, I'm making sure that, and I don't know when your contract is up. I don't know any of the dates or anything like that. But if I'm Impact, I'm getting ready for that date. And I'm preparing a big number to make sure that you stay with Impact Wrestling. But, you know, I like that you're, you know, keeping your options open. I think that's very, very smart of you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have dreams. I have goals. There's so many people I would love to get in the ring with. And unfortunately, we don't have that forbidden door to do that. So if that means I have to, you know, go elsewhere to have these dream matches, that's fine. But I like to always keep my options open because there's so many great talents out there that I would love to just mix it up with. And, you know, before I can't anymore, I need to get that done. Like, that's at the top of the list.
Wow.
I don't want to put you in a tough position. So if you don't want to answer it, it's completely fine. Because I never want to put anybody in a bad position. But at the same time, Tasha, like, I think your greatness shines no matter where you are. So if you did have, like, a dream scenario for you, where would that home be? Because you've done amazing things at Impact. I know Impact has been a good home for you. And you know what? Impact has given you a great opportunity. AEW, mm-hmm. I know you have some friends of yours that work with AEW. And then you have the WWE, which I'm sure as a young child you dreamed of. So do you have that scenario that you would prefer more than any other?
Oh man, that is a good one. It's just
be a politician.
A mixed emotion for me. Oh, of course, it's a mixed emotion for me because I wanna main event an Impact pay per view. You know, I think I've done a couple of their first evers with, you know, the Next of the Knockouts and have won. So I've done that. I've been world champion there. Done that. Been 2-time knockout tag team champion there. I've done that. Also, I would love for Fire and Flava to have a reunion. So that also runs through my mind. And I also want to have, which is what everybody wants to have, is their WrestleMania moment. So it's just such a mixed emotion of just wanting to combine all three, and you can't. But I'm just keeping an open mind, and wherever I am, and, you know, me being currently at Impact right now, wherever I go in the future, I know me being the brightest star in the sky, I'm going to shine regardless.
I love it.
A light then. Shine. Yep.
She is shining. You know what? One thing that I do, and now I'm like, wow, Tasha does this as well, Mark, is that I do the same thing with goals. I write my goals down. You know, when I first started in radio, I did it. When I first started Busted Open, I did it. I like kind of taking pen to paper and writing it down and then being able to have like a checklist and mark the things off as I accomplish those things. I think it kind of brings like a dream almost to react. Like when you put pen to paper, it's taking that dream and you have something to visualize. Do you see that as well, Tasha?
Yeah, I use that as my motivation. So I have like a dry erase board in my house, and I always write down like all my goals that I want to accomplish. And every time that goal gets accomplished, I mark it off, you know, because it's happened for me. So I use that as motivation for myself. So I write down things that I haven't done yet that I would love to do. And once it gets done, I mark it off and I'm like, oh, I'm on a good roll here. I'm accomplishing all these goals that I didn't think I would accomplish, but I would write them down as motivation of working hard to accomplish them. And now that I can cross it off, knowing that I accomplished these goals, it's great for me.
It's Tasha, also speaking things into existence is powerful. Mm. Like you have to be able to say it and own it and work towards it. Like, you know, the Bible always talks about faith without work is mm-hmm. a wasted time. And like, you have to believe it, but you got to work towards it. Like, I'm not asking you to comment on it. I'm just giving you an opinion. If you want that to happen, the reunion of Fire and Flavor, if you want a WrestleMania moment, go get those things. That's up to you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, anything you say to me, Mark, I definitely listen. I'll never let that go under the wayside. Definitely listen to you.
Well, you've always been one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so
and I
Tasha,
don't give advice to people that don't listen.
I like, you know what? You know what, Mark? I love that you said that, because I think that's been a running theme lately in pro wrestling about asking advice and veterans giving advice and whether wrestlers listen to it or they don't. And Tasha's somebody that definitely is like a sponge, as you
yep,
say, and takes that knowledge in. And I think that's awesome. Hey, you know what? I'm on Busted Open with Mark Henry. You know what? I'm going to take that man's advice and I'm going to use it to my event. I know Mark Henry's a Hall of Famer. Mark Henry's had WrestleMania. Mark, you know, stepped in the ring with The Undertaker at WrestleMania, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to take mm-hmm. that man's advice, and Tasha's definitely doing that. Tasha, let me ask you this, because mm-hmm. you are part of our family and you've been a host on this show, which I definitely want to hear more from you, because you're absolutely fantastic. You killed me at the roast, which I loved. You were one of the MVPs of the roast back in April. Mm-hmm. Here's all right. So you've had these moments. You've had these accomplishments. You've done a lot so far in your career, and there's still a lot that you need to do. What's the one moment that you look back on as maybe one of your favorite moments so far in your career?
Ooh, all right.
I'm going to have to say, I had another moment, but this has to be my new moment, because of the fact that I was doubted and I was never placed in this category. And that was the fact that I became the Knockouts World Champion and defeated Mickey James, a legend, and Mickey James. Like, who has said they've done that now, you know?
Yeah.
And I can say that I've done that. And that will forever be at the top. It was me becoming the Knockout Tag Champion with one of my closest friends. But that right there, that was kind of me defeating Mickey was kind of like a passing of the torch type of moment for me. And I just, being in the ring with her and learning from her and being able to get great feedback from her, and for me to, you know, take that into the future, my future matches, that's advice you don't get every day from legends. Like, getting this advice from Mark, you don't get this every day. So when you get it, you want to take that and you want to run with it, because Hall of Famers, legends, they don't give this stuff for free, you know? And normally some people, when they go and they ask for these advices and stuff like that, they listen, but they hear it, but they ain't listening. This is what I tell people. They hear it, but they ain't listening. Me, I'm listening. I ain't just going to hear it. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to take this, and I'm going to run with it, because this is advice that doesn't come to me every day. So being in the ring and being able to defeat her and be able to, not just one time, but twice, and be able to have, like, one of the best street fights in Philly that I've ever had in my career was such an amazing moment for me, and it's right at the top of my list, and it's probably going to be there until we make that new moment. And don't tell her I said that, though.
No, I won't. And you know,
we're working on this hardcore flavor, but don't tell her I said all this, because we're still kind of like therapy-ish. That's our stage right now, you know.
Yes.
We're working on the hardcore flavor.
I get it. And listen, I completely understand. And you know, Mickey's on Wednesdays, and I won't bring it up, but Mickey does listen, so I think there's a good chance she heard what you just said. But again, you know, Mark said it earlier in the show, and it's so true. You know, pro wrestling's made of moments. You know, not so much about, like, you know, actual matches, or, you know, it really is moments that you look back on. And some of those could be matches as well. But, you know, for you, Tasha, somebody that's worked her ass off to get where she is, somebody that trained very, very hard, somebody that's, you know, grew up a pro wrestling fan. Like, what was that like for you, you know, to be in the ring with somebody like a Mickey James, somebody that you admired, somebody that you were a fan of, somebody that you watched that inspired you to do what you do? Like, I can't even imagine. So before you entered the ring to have a match, like with Mickey, like, were you nervous? Were you scared? Were you living in the moment? Like, what was going on in your head at that time?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I was nervous as hell, Dave. Like, it was just the little girl in me was nervous. But then I had to realize, Tasha, you're this badass heel. Like, you're about to go out there and beat the snot out this woman. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to. But no, it was just that moment there when my music hit and it was time for me to come out, and it's time now. It's just like the butterflies is running through me, and I'm like, all right, well, one thing I don't want is to mess up and then get that reputation of, yeah, she's good, but she needs more work, and, you know, I don't want to work with her in the future. That's one thing you don't want to hear from somebody of that caliber, you know, because you worked, like, your whole career for a moment like this. So the last thing you want to hear is, yeah, they're good, but they really need more work, and I don't know if I could be able to work with them in the future until they really work hard. You know, that's just one of the things that crushes you. So my thing was just like, all right, Tasha, this is it. This is your moment. This is time. You're going to shine like the brightest star in the sky you are. You're going to go out there and kill it, and no matter what, it's just like afterwards, sit down and talk, and you talk to Gail, and you talk to Mickey, and you ask them, like, how they felt and what they think of it, and that was that. And going out there and being able to put on a great match with Mickey and shine out there, and it was just the best time for me. And being able to win, that was just the icing on the cake. And getting the Knockouts World Championship, that was the cherry on top, you know? So that moment for me was just one of my greatest moments. And then be able to go in the back and emotional as hell. I'm a thug. I'm not supposed to cry, but I did. Going back there and just being able to talk to Gail about it and then talk to Mickey about it, it was just, that was better for me as well. And I was able to get great feedback from them.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, crying don't make you weak. anybody that's willing to allow their emotions to affect their life, I feel like it's a bonus. You're more powerful when you're emotional. And are you a Star Wars fan?
Mm-mm.
Not a Star Wars fan. I'm going to judge you now. I believe in the Force. Mm-hmm. I believe in the Force. And I think that the Force is gathering all your emotions and being able to control them. And so if you're able to do that, which I've seen you do it, then I look at you as somebody that's really, really strong, not your crying as a weakness. Own that shit.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
You know,
one of my faves.
No, Mark definitely inspires, and he's so true. Like, let your emotions, It's okay to show your emotions, because that means you're alive. That means you're enjoying it, and you should enjoy these moments, because that's why you did it. That's why you signed on to do this profession, is to have those types of moments. So if you're not enjoying them, then why are you doing it? You know, one last question for me. Like, it is Halloween, Tasha. So, like, what does Tasha Steeles do for Halloween? How are you celebrating Halloween today?
I leaned in.
You leaning in? Don't lean in.
Oh, shit.
Dave, we got to talk about this this La Greca lean video, because why wasn't I invited?
Well, Tasha, I would love. I asked Gabby to do it. She hasn't done it yet. But you are welcome to do a La Greca lean video for me. I want everybody to do the La Greca lean.
I will be seeing Gabby this weekend coming up in Chicago. How about we just both do or a LaGreca Lean video. That way, she doesn't feel like she's by herself. We add a little flavor to it. Add a little flavor to the
done.
Week, and then we'll send it to you.
All right. You guys both do the LaGreca Lean. Lean into it, Tasha. I love it.
Rock
now,
with
you,
it.
Now you know I'll do it.
All right, I love it. All right, now you and Gabby doing it together. I like that. I love it.
I might even do it.
Because, you know, I need Jersey. I need Jersey representing the LaGreca Lean. So Tasha and Gabby doing that together, that would be awesome.
Ooh, but wait. Deanna's going to be with us too. So why don't we just add Deanna to it?
Oh, my gosh. That's just, I mean, I don't know what to say.
Man.
I don't know if I can handle Deanna, Tasha, and Gabby doing the LaGreca Lean. That's a lot of leaning right there.
But we're adding flavor to it, Dave, now. We're adding flavor to it. So it might be the best one you've seen because it's three Jersey girls, and we know our stuff, okay? We know how to dance. We know how to move. It's the Jersey way.
All right. Well, I mean, it's taken over the nation, the LaGreca Lean. So I'm still waiting to see some videos from the Busted Open Nation. Make sure you use the hashtag Busted Open. Make sure you use the hashtag LaGreca Lean because I want to see the nation doing the lean. I mean, if Tasha Steeles can do the lean, then definitely our Busted Open Nation can do the lean. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Tasha, you're more than happy. I give it to you. If you want to do it in a match, go ahead, do the lean. Do the LaGreca Lean in a match. I love
now,
it.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Dave, because you know
hell yeah,
I twerk
you know
in my
me.
Matches. I twerk in my matches, so I will do the lean in my matches now. You got to add flavor in Tasha Steeles matches, so I will do the lean in the match.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.